Okay, so this is what's called a cognitive restructuring exercise called ANTS. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, close your eyes, find a comfortable spot for your head, and for the first few moments, just close your eyes and breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Nice and slow, in and out. Focusing all your attention on the movement of the air as you breathe in. And out. Bringing your awareness in this first few moments to your inner experience. Asking yourself, right here, right now, what is my experience? Notice what your experience is. All of it, whether you like it or don't like it. Notice too the thoughts going through your mind. Notice what feelings you're experiencing. Notice too any sensations of tightness, stiffness, heaviness in your body. Breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Feeling as you breathe in, your ribs slightly expand. And then relaxing as you exhale. Follow the breath all the way in and all the way out to the very last bit of air. Using the breath to anchor your experience into the now. Letting go the moment that was or the moment that'll be. Just bringing your experience into what you experience now. This step is called gathering into the now. And the next step of coming into the now is just expanding. Now breathe into the whole body. So you're expanding your awareness to the very tips of your fingers, the very tips of your toes, the top of your head, the very back of your back. Sense your body as a whole. Expand. Breathe in and out. Feeling the whole body rise and fall. Take your whole body, your facial expression, your position as it is. So that's a very brief meditation to just help you bring your awareness into the now. So the exercise we're doing, as I mentioned, is called a cognitive restructuring exercise. Cognitive restructuring simply means changing thoughts. And the exercise is called ANTS. ANTS stands for automatic negative thoughts. The point of the exercise is to not let ANTS spoil the picnic. Don't let your automatic negative thoughts spoil your life, spoil your picnic. Automatic negative thoughts are not necessarily true, not necessarily valid, not necessarily proportional to the situation. You may be overwhelmed by them, feel them in your body, listen to them, avoid or do things that harm you. But just because they can exhibit that power doesn't mean they're true or valid. No, so simply means they become habitual. To overcome anything habitual, we need to do the new thing repeatedly, to overwrite that old habit. This exercise is about learning to question, analyze automatic negative thoughts in a new way. And you'll need to flex this muscle, practice it over and over, so you can replace the old habits, believing automatic thoughts, with the new habit of challenging, replacing automatic negative thoughts. So let your mind wander now to a recent situation that was disturbing, distressing, filled you with some sort of emotion, be it frustration, anger, anxiety, sadness, overwhelm, hopelessness, self-loathing, whatever it may be. Let your mind wander to this experience. Identify what it is, what happened, who was involved, where you were, what you're feeling in your body. Notice it all. First, notice what was the intrusive, repetitive thought or slew of thoughts, there could have been many, that you're having in relation to this situation. I can't do it. Other people will notice. I'm a bad person. I'll look like an idiot. Whatever it might be, what were the automatic negative thoughts you were having in relation to this situation? There may have been a few. Think about those thoughts now. Where in your body, in that moment, did you feel those thoughts? How did they impact your body? Was there tension, tightness, heaviness, shame? What were you feeling in your body? Perhaps there was heart sickness, your gut was wrenching, pressure in your head, your forehead. Just notice what you're feeling in your body. Maybe different sensations associated with the different thoughts. What were you believing about yourself as a result of these thoughts? I'm a horrible person. I can't do these sorts of things. I'm unimportant. What were the beliefs that you're having about yourself in relation to this situation? It's not okay to do such and such. I'm not entitled. I can't. And what were you feeling What were the emotions going through your body? Overwhelmed, sad, confused, conflicted, guilty, nervous. Notice them all. Notice too how fear, the fear you are feeling, fear of disappointing, fear of other people judging you, whatever it was, notice how the fear is simply false evidence appearing real. And that's what fear stands for. False evidence appearing real. False evidence your mind is coming up with appearing real. Notice the whole experience. Notice what you were tempted to do or not do because of these thoughts, these beliefs about yourself, these sensations in your body, and these emotions. Notice what you were tempted or did do as a result of this, that you did or didn't do as a result. Notice the behaviors that you engaged in or avoided. I want to ask you to ask yourself some questions now. Was what you were believing in that moment 100% true? Did it feel true? But as you look back now, was it true? What's the evidence against the fact that it was true? What's the evidence that disproves it? Were you dwelling, ruminating on the negative thoughts? Did you give them airtime to start taking over? If the worst case were to have happened, just for now, imagine what that was that you were imagining. If the worst case were to have happened, what exactly would you have done? Would that have been so bad? Could you have endured it? Would you have survived? What's the likelihood that that worst case would have happened? What percentage would you attach to it now, using evidence from the past that pertains? What instead, more likely, would have happened or did happen? Was those beliefs you're having, were they reasonable? If your friend had shared those thoughts and beliefs with you, Think now what you would have said to them in argument against them. Is there a chance you're trying to control things that are out of your control and not worth worrying about? What are those things? Why do you need to try to control them? What has anxiety costed you in the past? What will it cost you now if you indulge it and listen to it? Remembering its false evidence appearing real. What will it potentially cost you to listen to it now? How could it be beneficial to not listen to it now? Are you searching for certainty that is unattainable? Certainty that you'll be successful, certainty that others will like you, certainty that it won't be difficult. Is there some form of certainty that you're searching for now that's unattainable? Is that reasonable? Are you perchance blaming yourself for something that was perhaps only a small percentage in part due to you, or larger percentage, but a percentage belonging to someone else as well? What do you own, and what does the other person or persons own? What is your responsibility, and what is theirs? What else could be going on here that has nothing to do with the negative thoughts you're telling yourself? Take a moment when you think back on that situation and you notice the automatic negative thoughts. Notice how they were trying to spoil your picnic. And when you think back and you think ahead, the next time you're hijacked or overwhelmed by automatic negative thoughts, whatever they may be, catastrophizing, mind reading, personalizing, shoulding, whatever they may be, what are you going to do differently next time? Think of one thing you're going to do differently so that you can interrupt the spiral, the cascade of events that occurred or almost occurred in this situation. And when you have thoughts like that again in the future, I want you to summarize, a reframe, a different way to think about it. Summarize that now in your mind. Think now of any upcoming situation that might trigger anxiety, self-doubt, self-criticism, self-loathing, negativity of some sort. Think what you anticipate the thoughts could be that you might get pummeled with. Guess how you might react, or how you would have reacted in the past. Notice what you've noticed in your body, the emotions, the behaviors of what you do or not do. Anticipate it now. You know yourself well. There's a chance you'll be right. And think how you're going to reframe this when that anxious thought is trying to get you to avoid, to listen to the negative internal dialogue. What are you going to think differently? What are you going to do differently? Sometimes the most important thing you can do when you don't have the answers is to just simply do the opposite to what the automatic negative thoughts are telling you. Do the opposite. And once you've done the opposite, observe what happened then. Observe the difference. And then you may have some more insight as to how to think about it differently. And you can take that information forward to the next time when that automatic negative thought pops into your mind. You'll remember the incidents. You'll remember what you were thinking differently, what you did differently, how you felt as a result. And slowly the beliefs you have about yourself, the world, the future and the past begin to change. You begin to see yourself as equally entitled as others, equally as important, equally as valuable. Your opinions, your thoughts, your choices, your beliefs, equally as valuable, no more, no less. So now compare the difference in your mind-body experience from when you first thought of that event. Notice the emotions, what you're feeling in your body, the thoughts, the beliefs about yourself and how they differ. When we're overcoming anxiety, self-criticism, avoidance, it's really important to do the opposite. To walk towards the thing you're afraid of. To do it despite the anxiety. To not believe the automatic negative thoughts. To force yourself to think the alternative, more balanced, realistic thoughts. To take that leap of faith and just trust. Trust from your experiences of success that this is true. It's reasonable. I'm just going to trust it. It'll be okay. I'm going to trust that they'll just like me. I'm going to trust everything will work out. Trust in those realistic coping thoughts. Because you open up more doors, more possibilities, more opportunities for growth. So whenever you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, you can listen to this exercise to help work through any automatic negative thoughts that seem to be gripping, seem to be taunting you into avoiding or engaging in anxious behaviors, self-criticism, self-loathing. You can use this recording to help shift your thinking so that you can look at the situation, the thoughts, the beliefs in a more balanced and realistic way. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.